This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. White House officials said Thursday U.S. involvement with Afghanistan's Taliban rulers had entered an uncertain new phase as U.S. officials continue working to evacuate about 100 Americans still in the country. The White House press secretary said the U.S. is waiting to engage with the new unelected government, stressing the U.S. maintains non-military leverage. Meanwhile, the Taliban said Friday it is close to forming a government, with the hardliners under intense international scrutiny over their vow to rule Afghanistan with greater tolerance, especially on women's rights. The announcement of a new administration will happen Saturday at the earliest, a Taliban spokesperson told AFP. It was earlier expected to be made after Friday afternoon prayers. The Islamists face the enormous challenge of shifting gears from insurgent group to governing power, days after the United States fully withdrew its troops and ended 2 days of war. Taliban officials indicated their fledgling government was strengthening ties with China and other nations. China confirmed a tweet from a Taliban spokesperson hours earlier, indicating that Beijing will keep open its embassy in Kabul. Other Taliban officials said on Twitter that they were holding diplomatic meetings with Britain and Germany. Qatar and Turkey are also helping the new Afghan government set up the main airport in Kabul. Ukraine has accused Russia of trying to ramp up military support for separatists after Moscow refused to extend the mandate of international observers stationed on the border between the two countries. Hundreds of OSCE monitors have been involved in two long-running missions in the areas where Ukrainian troops and pro-Russian separatists began fighting in 2014. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said he will travel to Louisiana Friday to meet with Governor John Bel Edwards to discuss the recovery efforts from Hurricane Ida. President Biden pledged emergency assistance to governors of the U.S. states New Jersey and New York, as well as other states in the region, and sent his condolences to the families of those who lost their lives. Officials said at least 46 people died as a result of flash flooding caused by torrential rainfall driven by remnants of Ida. Better weather Thursday helped the battle against a huge wildfire threatening communities around the popular Lake Tahoe in the northern part of the U.S. state of California, bordering Nevada. But fire commanders warned firefighters to be prepared for ongoing dangers. California has experienced increasingly larger and deadlier wildfires in recent years, as climate change has made the West much warmer and drier over the past 30 years. The COVID-19 pandemic has created a nurse staffing crisis that is forcing many U.S. hospitals to pay top dollar to get the help they need to handle the crush of patients this summer. The problem, health leaders say, is twofold. Nurses are quitting or retiring, exhausted or demoralized by the crisis, and many are leaving for lucrative temporary jobs with traveling nurse agencies that can pay $5,000 or more a week. Vietnam's coronavirus epicenter, Ho Chi Minh City, is considering reopening economic activity starting September 15th, shifting from a zero COVID-19 strategy to a policy of living with the virus. They had been keeping residents confined at home under lockdown. The city of 9 million people is targeting a phased reopening and the full vaccination of its citizens by the end of this year, according to the draft seen by Reuters, which has yet to be endorsed. Former Roman Catholic Cardinal Theodore McCarrick pleaded not guilty Friday to charges he molested a 16-year-old boy in 1974, a case that makes him the highest-ranking U.S. Catholic official to be prosecuted for sexually abusing a minor. The 91-year-old former Archbishop of Washington, D.C., entered his plea through a court officer at a court in the U.S. state of Massachusetts. He was charged in July with three counts of indecent assault and battery. Each charge carries up to 5 years in prison and a requirement to register as a sex offender. McCarrick has said he had no recollection of committing child abuse. A former U.S. prosecutor has been indicted for misconduct in the death of Ahmaud Arbery. The former circuit judge was indicted Thursday on charges of violating her oath of office and hindering a law enforcement officer. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.